The race takes shape. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Front-running teams are resting in circle. Two-time past champion Alan Moore arrived at the Yukon River community after 2 this morning and was followed within an hour by defending Quest champion Matt Hall and fellow Fairbanks musher and Quest veteran Paige Drobny. Also into circle this morning are veterans Laura Neese, Ed Hopkins, Torsten Konert, Hugh Neff, and rookie Vaborn Rattan. Circle is over 200 miles into the 1,000-mile race, which 26 mushers started in downtown Fairbanks Saturday. Veteran Mike Ellis was the first to scratch from this year's Quest. Ellis dropped out before the climb over Eagle Summit at the mile 101 checkpoint. In a Facebook post, Ellis says the majority of his team got sick and that it was too much to ask them to continue. Fellow veteran Catherine Keith was the second scratch. According to a Quest press release, the Kotzebue musher and last year's top rookie dropped out at Circle this morning due to a broken wrist. Yesterday's exciting Super Bowl had many in front of screens, and for mushing fans, the big game had to compete with tracking the early racing in the Yukon Quest. KUEC's Zoe Rome reports.
The home team has first and 10 in the closing.
It was a scene similar to many around the country. Clinking glasses, juicy hamburgers, and excited fans crowded around a bar to watch their favorite sporting event. No, not that one.
I am here for the Yukon Quest.
Four-time Iditarod champion Jeff King is camped out in front of the TV, with one eye on the game and another watching bedraggled mushers pull into camp after a long day.
It is a lot more exciting than the Super Bowl.
Fans weren't gathered to watch the Super Bowl. They were huddled inside Central Cafe Checkpoint to watch teams from the Yukon Quest glide in for rest after tackling two huge summits.
You know, I'm not a huge football fan until Super Bowl Sunday, and here I am watching the Super Bowl in one eye, and out the window I watch the Yukon Quest teams come rolling in and drink beer all at the same time, so it's been pretty fun.
One such spectator, Jason Avery, who also helps manage logistics for the race, describes the bustling cafe while vying for a seat at the gleaming wooden bar.
Looks like a lot of folks are taking the time to sit inside, have a cheeseburger, and watch the Super Bowl.
While records were set for the coldest Super Bowl on record, temperatures in Central dipped to a cool 25 below as mushers, handlers, and fans mingled and defrosted in the cafe.
Gosh, there's just beautiful dog teams here, and it's really fun to sit and watch.
The Yukon Quest has a uniquely devoted following, with many fans traveling thousands of miles to follow their favorite mushers.
We follow the Quest every year. We are from Germany and drive the whole, follow the whole race to from Alaska to Canada.
Inga, a self-described superfan, has been following the Quest for 13 years. And cites the event's unique atmosphere and landscapes for her yearly return.
There is no snow like this. There is nothing like here. For us in Germany, it's unbelievable.
Meanwhile, Paolo and his family traveled all the way from Argentina to spectate the historic race.
It's been amazing. The energy of the dogs and the trainers is just fantastic. And we can't wait to keep following the race.
It's no Super Bowl, but striking summits and jumble ice make for compelling competition. And where else can you sit down for a burger with your favorite athlete?
The quarterback fakes a throw left, hands off right, running.
On the Yukon Quest Trail in Central, I'm Zoe Rome.
And I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2018 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Cold Spot Feeds, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson. Proud sponsors of KUAC.